Welcome aboard our vessel. I'll be your cook. Join me and my trusty ally, the captain, as we set sail through our relationship with music, film, literature, and everything in between, as well as our ongoing exploration into mental health and well-being. Anchors up!
Okay, so a little bit of a special episode coming up where, first off, big thanks to the organiser of the Vorden Festival for giving us some tickets. I've said to a few people I'm going to try and channel my inner Martin Brundle pit lane walk, so I'll be grabbing people, random people, people I know, people I don't know, people who look at me funny, just have a little chat with them and try and get the experience of the Vorden Festival. I'll check in now and again, probably say a bit about some of the bands I see, a little bit of feedback into it. And yeah, let's see. I won't call it a spin-off, but this one is my episode, so we might just call it the Captain Pod. I'm sure the cook might appear, but we'll see how we go. Okay, so we're properly going in the moment now, because I've just walked along, seen someone, grabbed him, thrown him a mic, and I'm gonna let him introduce himself.
Hi Captain Cook. I'm I'm Mojo Junior. We're here at sunny Dividing Festival.
It's awesome,
here in Chepstow.
Yeah.
It's first time here for both of us.
Yeah,
it's the nicest little festival I've been to.
Yeah, it's very family, sort of family friendly, isn't it?
Yeah, I brought my family along, yeah. just for it.
Hopefully that's how it'll grow, is people telling people to come, but obviously you're performing, aren't you?
I am,
well.
7 o'clock tonight at the Big Top.
7 o'clock, how are you feeling?
Excited about it, actually, yeah. We sound better than ever, you know, and we all feel really confident with what we're playing, and we've got some new songs to play as well, so amazing.
Treat. That was fun then. And obviously festival season started now.
Yeah.
But there's still gigs, so have you got any coming up you want to shout out?
It's been
quite busy, it seems, isn't it?
It has been quite a busy year. Obviously Dividing's the first of the festival bout. We've got one tomorrow in Swansea in the garage. It's called Fresh Fest. We've got Tiny Rebel Fest, Gwen.
I'm sure you'll see us at Tiny Rebel Fest.
Tiny Rebel Fest.
It's a 10-minute walk from both our houses.
Wow, yeah. That means it's gonna be a 20-minute walk home, is it? Or half an hour walk home?
Yeah, it'll be about half hour to an hour. I'm gonna get a taxi.
Might have to. Tiny Rebel Fest, Gwen in Kidwelly, and then we've got one in Big Love in Usk
awesome.
As well. Yeah,
lovely.
So that's amazing.
And I'm gonna ask people, so what's your go-to festival song, or go-to song for this sort of weather?
Any Fleet Foxes song, but I'm just going for Mykonos because that's just the one that's always in my head. Yeah.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Good luck. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, thank you.
One.
Cheers.
Okay, so I've grabbed another person on my pit walk, someone quite familiar to the pod and familiar to me and Aaron, but I will let him introduce himself.
Hey everyone, I'm Jack, also known as Key Gothods.
So you're my first podcast, I don't know what it is, podcast guest
alumni?
I found. Yeah, alumni, yeah. Yeah, I'm on the hunt for others and I'm sure I'll find others, but what do you think of this?
Really nice festival. Got here about an hour ago, got a beer, so things are all good. It's a really nice atmosphere as well. Everyone's paying attention to the music. It's just a really happy day, I'd say.
Yeah, and you're playing?
Not as Key Gothods. So I play keys in Mojo Junior.
Yeah.
Very, very good indie band, if I do say so myself. I'm going to play the tented stage later. I can't think of what the stage is called. Playing a little bit later on.
It's the big tent.
Big tent, that's it.
I think it's the big tent. I better hope I'm right, because I'm meant to be promoting this stuff. How about for yourself? Gigs coming up and things?
I got a few gigs in June. I'm supporting a Welsh band called Fleur de Lys in Clun.
That's a proper Welsh name, isn't it?
Yeah, proper Welsh name. And a few other festivals as well during the summer. And then I'm going to plug my new single, Esperdolia, which came out last week.
Yeah,
cheeky plug.
It's good, it's gone down well from people I've sent it to.
Nice, thank you.
And I did a few times, I've got your other one stuck in my head as well, and as Joe walks past as well, I might grab Joe for a chat in a sec as well, if that's all right. That's all good. But, so let's have your one festival song, what would you go to?
For today, a nice sunny day, I'd say Last Words by Kenny Beats.
That
would be my tune.
Nice one.
Thank you.
today, so I've, well, I don't know whether you grabbed me or I grabbed you because we walked past it
whilst both,
I was
really
talking. It is, yeah, perfect opportunity. So, yeah, so I give you a chance to introduce yourself and then let's go from there.
I'm Joe Kelly of Joe Kelly and the Royal Pharmacy.
Well, yeah, and I think you're close to one of the most seen bands I've seen. That's slowly.
It's not a bad accolade to have.
No, it isn't.
Your track record, I think.
I know, yeah. So I've got Rusty Shackle and Sudacor quite high up. You're slowly climbing up here, climbing up now. But yeah, Devorden, like, what do you make of it?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, yeah. I've played it probably about, well, this will be our fifth time in total. Oh,
okay.
Over the course of about 7-8 years, and every time I come, it just gets better and better.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah, I mean, and especially from last year to this year, you can clearly see they've made a massive effort to just.
I mean, I'm hooked. I'm going to be coming back.
It's fantastic, yeah. And it's never been a bad festival. And no. I said this to Jeremy, one of the organisers, yesterday. I said, because I said the word better, and I felt like. I'm not saying that in a negative way, I'm saying it's just constantly improving. They're constantly listening to feedback and just trying to make it a better experience for everyone. It's great.
And also you're playing
soon? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we played the Badger's Den stage last year.
Okay.
It was the first time they had the Badger's Den, and it was a bit of a kind of spit and sawdust kind of operation,
yeah.
Which again, they've really built up on that this year. They've really improved that stage. But yeah, we played that four bands, and they picked us up and they said, will you come and do the main stage? So
I can't wait.
I'm really excited. I'm a little bit daunted by it. The stage is massive. It's probably the biggest stage we've played.
And, it seems very supportive there, isn't it?
You know, oh, definitely.
Supporting sort of people here, people around.
Oh, it's great.
Around,
yeah, so and the weather's brilliant. So I mean, that always helps, yeah. Isn't it?
And got anything coming up?
We've got...
No?
We're playing a gig in the Foundry in Brecon in a few weeks' time. I've got a solo festival, Solva Festival.
Okay.
Edge Festival.
Yeah.
In Solva, in West Wales, at the end of July, and then we'll be playing Between the Trees at the end of August, which is another lovely local festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll be gearing towards our second album launch then, which will be coming shortly after that. Yeah.
And I'm asking everyone with this weather, what's your go-to song this weather at festival?
I think right now, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Would be a perfect song for a perfect day, I think.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Nice one. Good luck, later.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I'm back again, and actually Joe pointed somebody out to me and said, oh, you've got to talk to him. So yeah, introduce yourself.
Hiya, so I'm Finn from Small Miracles, here at sunny Devorden Festival.
Yeah, I mean, this has blown me away coming here. It's my first time.
Your first time as well.
Yeah. I'll say I grew up, I went to school in Chepstow, so I should know about this. But yeah,
it's my first time in this part of the world, and it's very, very peaceful. Feeling very relaxed.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's definitely cider weather. I see you got your cider. I got one in my bag.
Joe Kelly sorted me out.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're playing, aren't you?
So, yeah, so we're on a 7:45 tonight on the main stage, and things get
feeling?
People moving.
Yeah.
I'm more chilled out than now that I'm here, but it's probably going to be our, like, most people that we play to ever. So, I was pretty nervous before, but now that we're settling into
the
festival
spirit.
Now
you can see the atmosphere and it's like that. Yeah, chilled, isn't it? So, and also with festivals and gigs, have you got any coming up of note?
So we're playing Rebel Fest on the Sunday at the end of June.
I mean, I'll see you there because I'm 10 minutes away.
Walking.
Yeah, we both do, so yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, we played there last year and it was really fun. And the same weekend, I think we're playing the Weekend Rumble in Usk as well. Okay. So sort of
back up this
all around these ends. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm asking everyone, with this weather, what'll be your go-to song?
I'm going to go very on brand and stick to Atomic by Blondie, which is ultimate sunshine and dark winter night.
I'm going to turn this into a Spotify playlist. Some of the songs I'm getting. Good luck, Leia.
Thank you.
And we'll get you on at some point.
Thanks.
As well, you know, for a full session. Okay, I'll pop back up again. I caught someone smiling and waving, so I walked over and said, here's a microphone, talk to me. So introduce yourself.
Sweet, I'm Morgan. I play drums for Aronson, Joe Kelly and Eureka's.
Yeah. And you're playing today as well, aren't you?
Yeah, playing with Joe Kelly main stage, which is looking insane.
I know. And this weather as well, it's just perfect.
Absolutely immaculate.
Yeah.
It's one of the best weekends of the year, in my opinion. Yeah.
It's cider weather for me, that's the trouble.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my bag is gone.
It's a dangerous day.
It's a very dangerous day. Dangerous day to be a cider, I'd say.
But, sure.
Yeah, and I guess sort of anything you wanted to plug coming up.
Yeah, Aronson, new album coming out July 14th. The release party July 15th in Club Yverbach in Cardiff, so come along. Singles just dropped from that, new single in 2 weeks. Yeah, just
you're well prepped, aren't you?
What's that?
You're well prepped. You know exactly what to say.
I am the PR man.
You are. Yeah. and just with this weather, let's have one song will be your go-to song.
Sure.
And I'll build a playlist.
It's got to be the new version of Mbop.
Oh, man.
So
okay.
Hanson and Busted have teamed up and they've done Mbop
2.0. I did not know this.
So go check that out.
I might have to listen to that one.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
All right, nice one. Enjoy the rest of the day and I'll see you on the stage.
Thanks,
anyway.
Man.
Nice
one.
Okay, so I'm here now with not one, not two, but three people from a band, which I think we mentioned a few times before anyway.
Maybe.
So I'm going to hand the mic across as well, just so you can have two each.
Okay.
Just introduce yourselves, tell us about just Devorden, how you're finding it at the moment, anything you got coming up, and then one song for my playlist.
I'm Dylan from Sudakul, the guitarist. I've been here for a few hours, coming this morning, just get set up. What did you say? The cut that bit.
No, no. I'm not cutting anything.
Keep going. Right, so Dylan has just whispered to bring off mic. What was the question again?
Yeah. What have you got coming up?
Yeah. Also, a few gigs this week, isn't it? 3-4 gigs this week.
Yes, actually. Yeah. We're doing an acoustic set in the bunkhouse on Wednesday.
For Stay Focused Photography's studio opening?
Yes. And then we are supporting Richard in the Moon on Friday night in Cardiff. So yeah, busy week. I'm Lloyd, by the way. I'm Lloyd from Sudakul. I am a vocalist and another guitarist. And the female voice you hear is my sister.
Yeah, and you.
This is where you introduce your name.
Okay, I'm Kathy. Hi, everyone. we're absolutely enjoying. Can't wait to see Mari Mathias, Mojo Jr. and Small Miracles later. And with that being said, our track will be Mercury by Small Miracles.
Wow. I'll talk into two now, so I'll be fine. Yeah. No, that's great. And also, you know, naturally, I'm going to come and watch. And I also realised, I think you're going to be on a par with Rusty Shackle as to the band I've seen the most.
Okay.
But then I'm going to see Rusty Shackle tomorrow, so they're going to overtake you. But, nice one, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's fine. I've started talking now anyway. So, So I randomly stumbled on someone. But in fairness, this is a person who's kind of got us to Devorden. So just chance you to introduce yourself and a bit about what Devorden means to you and what you're doing here, really.
Cool. So, so thanks for talking to me. So my name's Chris. I'm Chris Dickens. And I'm one half of the Badgers. The other half of Badgers is Carla. She's my partner in being a nutter. Me and Carla did our first festival in 2016.
Wow.
And then we did another one in 2018. And it's pretty, it takes a lot of toll on you, man. Like doing a whole festival, there's a lot of stuff to organize, So having done a really successful Badger Fest 2018, we still lost loads of money.
Right.
We kind of went, all right, we need to compartmentalise this somehow, you know? So I think we've been thinking about this format for a good few years. And so Jeremy asked us to join the Devorden in 2019. Me and Carla came up here on a pat down day. I played the day before with my band Hot Knife Club, and Jeremy and we had been talking a bit, and he knew what we were doing with Badger Fest, and he just sort of goes, there might be something about you two, right?
Yeah.
So we were like, sign us up,
let's go.
And they were brilliant. It's such a lovely team to be a part of, like, and the festival's great because it's been going for a good 10-12 years. It's grown organically.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a really good team, and well organised, and it's just been great.
It's a nice atmosphere I found since I've been here as well. It's just that nice atmosphere. And I know you're busy, you know, because you're basically running the stage. I know I'm stopping you to pause for a bit, isn't it?
But, tell me the time, actually, real quick.
Yes, we're at 20 past 6 now.
Shall I tell you what's happened in the last hour?
Go on then, let's go.
It's not promoting, it's an insight into trying to do what I'm trying to do right now. So what happened was, I've got a band on my stage called Pseudo Cool, and they're wicked. They're just about to start after they stopped doing Faithless. They were supposed to play at 5, but their drummer is also playing in Mojo Junior.
And they
were on the main stage at 4. So we said, cool, all right, well, we'll switch you with a rose, we'll put you on a 6. But what I didn't realise, and Scott didn't realise, is he changed the time on the main stage. So now our drummer's going on our stage at 6:30, but he's going to leave at 6:55 because he's got to be on that stage at 7. So we've literally had to shorten our set to 20 minutes or 25 minutes.
Oh, they're class, so cool. I've seen them a lot.
It's just one of the things that happens.
Yeah,
and I just said, just go on it.
Yeah.
They were there in their like Sonic the Hedgehog positions, coming up, ready to go. Quick changeover.
Let's go. Yeah. So
it was a bit gut wrenching, but it's good. And happy ending.
Yeah, the last one. Let's have your festival song. What song are we going for?
So the song that I'm going to pick is not a song from my band, which is a hard decision.
I won't tell anyone.
It's not a song from my band.
Yeah.
It's a song from my friend's band.
Yeah.
It's the best festival anthem you can have. It's called Two Shoes.
Okay.
And it's by the Kringle Cuts.
Okay, right? Nice. I will find that and I'll give it a listen.
Kringle Cuts are like a ska funk reggae fusion mad thing from Bristol. And they have like trumpet and trombone.
Yeah. And I'll love it. I'll love that completely, like, yeah.
You know,
right.
Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist. Sick trumpet, trombone.
So you're sitting down. Time's done now, Chris. You're gonna have to keep running around now, aren't you?
So we've booked Kringle Cuts before.
Yeah.
They're not playing at Dvorden this year.
Okay.
But I am going to be on the case of the
make
team.
Sure they're.
Because
nice
I just know
time, yeah.
that Kringle Cuts headline on that massive stage will absolutely
be bouncing.
They'll want to say one more thing, right? Is that Dvorden has leveled up twice in the last two seasons. It feels like we've got 3 steps.
Yeah.
Because Badger's Den was new last year. This year they've split the 2 main stages into, as you can tell, they've still got the croissant roast at the top. They've added another DJ tent.
I discovered that. It's quite chill.
We've got the campfire up here, we've got the phone box ready.
It's class.
It's just pure vibes, man.
It is.
So, Dvorden Festival, Badger's Den.
Let's go.
2023,
let's go. Okay, so I've just grabbed another basically fresh off stage. Introduce yourselves, guys, and just tell us how you found it all.
Hello, guys. I'm Andrew from The Rogues.
Yeah, I'm Rodri from The Rogues. Lead guitar, and I sing the high bits.
I sing the low bits. We just finished our gig on the Badger's Den. We did for about half an hour, didn't we? 40 minutes. Played about 8 or 9 songs. Yeah, it was packed up there, to be fair, for the small stage, and we enjoyed it.
Awesome, yeah. And sort of how have you found the festival in general at the moment? Sort of how's it been?
I've thoroughly enjoyed it so far. The weather's been great, the people are lovely, it's well organised, the musicians are great, and the crowd's great, so can't complain.
It's a perfect family vibe here, and it could get messy later as well.
Right, you guys want to go see Joe Kelly, don't you?
That's all it is.
We will get you on the
pod. Yeah, get us on the pod.
We'll get you on and we'll see you later. Go enjoy.
Yeah, thank you very much, man.
So I've made another stop and I've managed to grab someone, kind of approached them, didn't even say anything, just kind of threw the microphone at you.
But right.
just introduce yourself and just say sort of a bit about what Dvorden is for you things like that.
My name is Alex. I'm in a band called Twin Stranger. We just played over on the Big Top stage. Dvorden just is a bit of a home festival for us. We played last year and I've played previously in another band. And it just feels like coming home every single summer.
Yeah.
It's also the first festival of the year, so
it starts it off. Doesn't it?
It starts it off. Yeah.
I will say I did catch some of your set,
thank
and that
you.
Was a good fun. I'll definitely put it that way. So Yeah, and you know, I tend to say, well, actually, have you got anything else lined up? Anything like sort of star festivals? I'm putting you on the spot now, aren't I?
Yeah, you're putting on the spot.
How PR trained are you?
We actually don't. We're writing music at the moment, recording music. So later in the year, we're hoping to announce some more dates.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. And if you could pick one song for like either this festival or the festival season, what would you go for?
One of our songs, or
could be whatever you want. If you want to self-promote, go for it. So
yeah, yeah. Well, it's quite it's a difficult
it's a tricky
question.
One, isn't it? Yeah.
Hello. Right. I can't think of that. Right. Don't know?
No. Should we say any one of yours?
Yeah, just
let's
anyone.
Let's go any one of yours.
Yeah. Any one of our songs.
Perfect.
Yeah, sorry. Put on the
nice one for that. Enjoy it.
No worries.
Cheers. I'm back again on my little ramble through the Vorden Festival, and so who have I picked up this time?
Hi, it's Liam from Rusty Shackle.
Hi Liam, so obviously you're playing later on tonight, how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, pretty awesome. We've been playing now for I think it's like since the first one. Jeez. And it's grown and grown and grown, so it's pretty awesome to see like how big it is now and see all the lovely faces, and especially with the crazy 2 years that everyone had.
Okay. Yeah, I know. We don't mention that word, do we?
But exactly.
No, it does make it all different. Sweeter, doesn't it? Yeah, definitely. And I think if any of the games to go by, I think it's going to be pretty raucous, isn't it, tonight?
Hopefully, it's been pretty awesome so far the last couple of nights, and with some amazing bands so far. So like Hot Knife Club, Twin Stranger, loads of amazing artists.
Yeah, and so I've asked everyone if you had one festival song or go-to song for my playlist, what would you chuck on?
It's got to be something by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, here
maybe
we go.
Like Born to Run
Born
by
to
Bruce
run.
Springsteen.
Nice.
That's a pretty good.
That's on my running playlist, so it's always on.
It's got to be pretty good.
Class. Obviously, enjoy later. I'm sure I will enjoy
I hope
later.
You enjoy it later.
Yeah. Nice one. Cheers.
Amazing. Cheers.
Awesome.
This person's run away from me about 10 times so far, but I finally managed to grab hold of him. He is going to talk to me on corners. Actually, I have basically cornered you against the van, so there's literally no escape. But introduce yourself. Who have I grabbed?
I'm Gavin, and I run co-run Dirty Carrot Records.
Dirty Carrot Records, and naturally, I think we know a fair few bands on Dirty Carrot Records, don't we? So
yeah, we had a bit of a day yesterday.
Yeah. It's like your own mini festival at the Vorden.
I'm glad for that, but I like to think that we've
you're building it, and it's getting there.
We're building it, and we put our eyes through, and we've
How have you found it though? Is this your first of order?
No, so my first of order was 2018.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and it was already pretty established by then.
Yeah.
I'd known Scott for years, but you know, I'd never actually made it to the festival, which I'm quite annoyed at myself.
Yeah.
For never coming here, but Scott said you should come on down, because that was the year that Rusty Shackle played the first.
Okay.
Newport Rising Festival.
Yeah.
And they'd written Newport Rising.
Yeah.
And he said, well, come on down. And I actually loved it.
Yeah. Awesome.
And it's like grown ever since.
I think I'm sold now. Like, coming here, it's just, next time I'm camping though. You encouraged me last night, I've got to come next time.
You have to come. It's the full experience.
Yeah. And if you have one song to pick, sort of, either from this festival or for any festival you go to, what would you go for? Do you
I'm going to be biased. Well, I'm going to say Doom Scrolling.
Okay.
By Joe Kelly and the Royal Family.
Is that just because he stood just there as well? Or?
No, he can't hear us, can he?
No, he can't.
Yeah, he hears everything.
I think he does.
Yeah,
he turned around then. He heard his name.
Yeah, and it's just like the song they finished with.
Oh, well,
I've had the pleasure of hearing it, the recorded version, and seeing it live before, and it was just special.
Oh, it was definitely
like eight minutes of. Yeah, four,
you called it his Abbey Road moment, didn't you?
It is basically their Abbey Road.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah, so that's
nice one, Gav. Enjoy the rest of it.
Cheers.
I've managed to make it backstage now with lovely dulcet tones coming behind, isn't it? That's, so who have I commandeered this time? Yeah. Who have I got?
Hi, my name's John McConaughey. I don't really know who I am at the moment. I'm a songwriter from Monmouthshire, Chepstow. Mostly this weekend, I've been a volunteer at Devorden. I've played as a performer 9 out of the 13 gigs at least.
Wow. Yeah.
But this year I was asked to kind of help out more in a strategic's the wrong word, I don't want to be snooty about it, because I've organised festivals like the Two Rivers Folk Festival, stuff in Chepstow in the past, so I've been here all weekend, basically on shift. I've done traffic cones, I've been backstage, I haven't worked in a bar, not a good idea, mostly coordinating the other volunteers, and ironically I had a break yesterday and I did a set in the Badger's Den.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed.
It was really almost caught, captured like the chill, just listening vibe, you know, really well.
Yeah.
Sort of when I heard it. Yeah. And I'm, so what does Devorden mean to you, I guess?
I think what I like about what they've done with Devorden is they've let it grow at the right speed. They've made it possible for other, I suppose, collaboratives, like the Badger's Den, like the Merry Mary, you know, the DJs down the bottom of the Daffodil Field. So you've got different sort of vibes going on. You've got a really awesome main stage now, and the circus tent, but you've got these different sort of vibes, different genres of music, you know. You can see hip-hop karaoke, awesome.
I caught Chris just after that, and his voice wasn't around, let's say.
I'm sure that's the band on stage now are playing a Loudon Wainwright song, the swimming song, and Cool as Up.
You've got
different genres of music. I still love the fact that it's they've kept the family vibe, but this isn't any old fete. It's not like a family fete, it's a proper festival. I mean, look at it. It's a proper festival now, so I think Devorden has grown at a really nice pace, and they're trying to make it better. I think the point is we can make things better. Sometimes maybe this is big enough.
Yeah, it's growing naturally.
We can then take a back, you know, step back and think, you know, what we're going to do to make it even better. That doesn't always mean a bigger stage.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
No, thank you very much, and I'll let you enjoy your beer and just sit down for 30 seconds, so you have to go somewhere else probably.
But
nice one. Okay, this time I've been thrown into a mattress in the back of a van. I think it's the only time this person stopped so far this weekend. So it's a chance, just introduce yourself, I guess.
My name is Scott McKeon. I guess I doff many hats in this festival, but artistic director at the moment and parking. Just telling bands to stop parking in the way. That's my role.
And also, do you play in a band?
I have a go, I'll have a dabble. So we'll I'll play in the band Rusty Shackle, and we'll be playing tonight.
You will, but I think Charlotte's very excited to see. But I guess this, what does Devorden mean for you? I guess it's been a journey, hasn't it?
Yeah, so. Weirdly, something that just happened personified everything that I love about this. So there was a young sixth form band from Monmouth Comp, and I got them in, and they have just smashed their set called Outrun the Rain, and their smile is from ear to ear, and I got emotional, and I've just given them their first. We call it the gig buzz, when you really just, you are so high on life, and I just watched it in all their eyes, and they smashed it, and just to have the opportunity to book all these bands, and not only make them really happy with a good crowd, but I'm looking at thousands of people in the field and thinking, we've made all these people smile.
For them, like, you could see when the crowd were shouting for more, they were like, whoa, it's here we
incredible.
Go.
This is, I love that, and I got more of a kick out of that than I probably will for myself tonight, but it was phenomenal. I loved
it. Like what it stands for, I guess.
We've been running, so this is what, since 2010 is when we kind of started. I got kind of roped in. Well, it was one of the Shackles' first gigs, so again, it's a case of I want to give back what I got from the board and all that all those years ago. And like when you're first starting out, it's really quite hard to get sets of festivals. Anything with the word festival on it, you think, oh, amazing, and you get a massive buzz off it. And then I'll never forget those memories and how I felt. And I love passing that on.
So
again, we always aim at emerging artists. I don't want to be spending thousands on a has-been. I want good kind of local artists, whether it's Welsh acts or maybe even kind of across the Bristol, because we're close to the borders, but like anyone who's on the way up, I'm proud of booking those people up.
Awesome. And I'll put you on the spot now, so if you had one festival song, your go-to song for a festival, what would you go for? I pre-warn most people.
Yeah, I think a festival song, again, it's actually, these guys in the back sound very similar. I would go The Levellers, Beautiful Day.
Lovely.
No, or maybe...
No?
No, yeah, we'll go with that, yeah.
We'll go
with
that one?
I'll stick with that.
All right, we'll go with that one. Nice one, Scott, and enjoy tonight as well.
Spot on. Thanks, man.
Okay, my journey continues as I manage to get backstage. And I cost two people whilst I have a nice chill, nice little chat. So, just introduce yourselves, guys. Tell me who you are and stuff.
My name's George, drummer from Rusty Shackle.
My name's Baz. Sorry, my name's Baz, guitarist from Rusty Shackle.
Nice one, guys. And I think you just had a bit of a mime act then, wasn't it? It's like charades.
Stuart waving his arm at me.
Yeah. obviously, you guys are playing later. But I know sort of talk to Scott, Dvorda means quite a lot sort of to the band in general as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Dvorda feels like coming home every year. It's like we played every year. It's been, I think, it's like the 10th year or something playing it, maybe even more.
Yeah. It always feels special going into playing Dvorda because it's the one we always get hyped up for, because it's like a hometown gig, you know. It's like coming home, isn't it, really?
Yeah, exactly.
You just know that regardless of the weather, regardless of how many people are here, the people that are here are going to go and love it and have an amazing time. So we love it.
Awesome. And obviously I've asked everyone so far for my festival playlist.
Yeah.
What will be your go-to festival songs?
Mine is Brimful of Asher.
See, I wasn't going to go down the dancey route. I've got one for when I woke up in a tent yesterday and it was really sunny and it looked gorgeous. And Africa by Toto.
Oh,
just looking out over the fields and all the sun coming down and just the flags waving on a big Toto.
So I accidentally put on Africa once in a dodgy pub, and I've been mocked forever for that. And Brimful of Asher, having the name Bryn, works perfectly for that song. So thank you, guys. Enjoy later. Nice one. Okay, so I'm sat here with a coffee now, a little bit different to what I was enjoying, should we say, at Dvorda. I just thought I'd just do a quick summary of some of the things I saw, some of the different bands, and just give a few shout outs. So yes, we started on Saturday seeing Katie and Gray, who are a couple from Ponty. They played quite a few acoustic covers at the Badger stage, and it was just really just a nice way for me to start, you know, to start the whole weekend, you know, just for me setting off just nice and chilled. Moving to the Honest Poet, he was absolutely incredible. Really enjoyed him from Chepstow. Very melodic poetry. If you can, check him out. Also, we had John McConaughey. We had him. I managed to have a chat with him. Nice and calming on the Badger stage. I put down cider music. John Mouse was class. I think he could probably make a song out of absolutely anything. Shout out to Chris with his hip hop karaoke. As we know, Pseudo Cool, you know, guys, you're getting better every time I see you, I swear. And Mojo Jr. really brought the funk to the tent. It was nice seeing sort of the movement people were bringing, and people just enjoying it, getting involved. The Rogues, check out their new song. Really catchy. Very, again, easy listening. Cracking guitar playing as well. Joe Kelly just owned the stage. the country ending when you went in the crowd, you know, just having, just the charisma. It's a good show, really good show. Small Miracles, I mean, I can't say enough about that performance. Really enjoyed just some, you know, the primal screaming that came out, and just everything about it, the energy that was brought. Roving Crows were just, blew me away. I think on that Saturday, they were the surprise. They were really the surprise of the day for me. Sunday, quick running through some of them. obviously, you know, spoke to Twin Stranger. Yeah, really nice. Really enjoyed the set. Bryony Sia, incredible. Again, sort of the way she played, the way she held the set. And honest, very honest about her journey with mental health and belonging. Concrete Prairie, they were different. Very interesting to listen to. And then I've got to go quick. I'm just aware. Don't want to take it too much more of your time. Milk Artist, Ego Trip. Scott, you said to listen to them. I'm so glad I did. It was just comical. I think me and Charlotte laughed the whole way through. Apple Tree Theory had the tent absolutely bouncing. Then shout out to Rusty Shackle, the way you closed it. Everyone was moving as one. It was just such a nice way to finish, you know, and just obviously with the sunset and just with everything in the Vorden. So I want to say a massive, massive thank you, Scott, for sorting me out with the tickets, Gav for making me feel really welcome, and Chris for sort of taking me on under your wing at the Badger stage a little bit as well. So that's it from me. I'm sure my trusty ally will return at some point. It's going to be weird saying this because I'm not normally the one to say the goodbye. So I better not mess it up. So I'll just say, Anissa Tara from me. Tara.